Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shivan.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Aneka vidha shoka dukkhani prapancha upaplutam. It is endowed with, it is associated with different types of shoka and moha. Different types of shoka and dukkha, sorrow and trouble. Therefore upaplutam, therefore atmanam adarshayan. How will it give you the knowledge of the self? This I experience, how will it give the knowledge of the self? Because the self is that which is already said. Upadhi anavachinna ananta chaitanyam. Ananda ananta chaitanyam, we already said. Therefore, katam atmatattva gocharaha. How can it give you the knowledge of self? This I experience which you say, how can it give you the knowledge of self? Or, katam va anupaplavaha. Or, how will it not be bound by this kind of dukkha, etc.? It is bound to this dukkha, etc. It is immersed in this dukkha, etc. The sorrow, etc. How can it not be immersed in this sorrow, etc.? This I experience will release you from. How will it release you from this bondage? Nacha jeshta pramana pratyaksha virodhat anayasya eva tad apekshasya apramanyam upajaridarthattam cheti uktam. You should not say this. Wait. You don't understand. I am saying it because of my experience. I am talking about my experience. Experience is pratyaksha. And in all the pramanas, at least we accept 6 pramanas. In all of the pramanas, you accept 6 pramanas. We nayayikas or the other people, we accept 4, 5, 1, 2, 3 different pramanas. Now, whatever pramanas, even the fellow who accepts one pramana, that one pramana is not shruti, it is pratyaksha. And you accept 6 pramanas. For you, what is the first pramana? Pratyaksha, direct perception. Perception, then anumana, inference, and then upamana, etc. You go. So, for you also, it is third pramana only. Shabda is the Vedic scripture, is the third pramana or fourth pramana, whatever in order, but it is not the fourth pramana. The first pramana is pratyaksha. Everything is based on the first pramana. Therefore, he says, jeshta pramana pratyaksha virodhat. Jeshta pramana means the great pramana, the first pramana. Jeshta means big, elder. The big pramana, the elder pramana, greater pramana here is pratyaksha. Virodhat, with it your amnayasya, your shastra, your shruti pramana, your shabda pramana is contradictory. Therefore, eva tad apekshasya apramanyam. When you compare, because of this itself, it loses its pramanatva, it loses its pramanya, it loses its stand point of to give the knowledge, right knowledge, the means of right knowledge. It loses that standpoint. Therefore, upacharitarthattam cheti uktam. Therefore, what we proved is right. In this way, if you say, then nacha yuktam, this is not right. Nacha yuktam, this is not right. This is not logical. Because tasya apaurusheyataya nirasta samasta dosha ashankasya dosha ashankasya bodhakataya cha swatasiddha pramana bhavasya swakarye pramitau anapekshatvat tasya apaurusheyataya. Tasya apaurusheyataya, you cannot bring in this pramana, this logic, because tasya apaurusheyataya, tasya, that vedasya, shabdasya, amnayasya, agamasya, apaurusheyataya, the shruti is apaurusheya, veda is apaurusheya, it is not written by a purusha, a person. Therefore, the raga, dvesha, etc. which you will see in a text written by a person will not be there in the text, in the shruti. Nirasta samasta dosha shankasya. So, because it is apurushaya, all the doubts that these doshas will be there, that kind of doubts is negated. They don't exist in that. There is no love or hatred toward any particular person or particular thing. So, that kind of standpoint is not there. Therefore, bodhakataya cha. And not just that, it gives you knowledge also. It negates the doubts and it gives you knowledge also. Therefore, svatasiddha pramana bhavasya. And it is accepted to be svatasiddha. It is svatah pramana. Yes, Vedas are accepted to be svatah pramana, not paratah pramana. Svatah pramana means it is a pramana by itself. It doesn't depend to get its pramanatva. Inference to get its pramanatva depends upon pratyaksha, direct perception. If you want to infer something, you need to have the knowledge of the linga, some pointer. Yatra yatra dhumaha tatra tatra vannihi. Now you have to see, for this vyapti to happen, you have to see smoke. If you want to infer fire in the mountain, you have to see smoke, which is the pointer linga. So the inference is dependent upon the pointer linga. But this shruti is not dependent upon anything. Even pratyaksha, it is not dependent upon. It is independent of any other pramanas. Therefore, svakarye pravito anapekshatvat. Because to give svakarye, whatever knowledge it wants to give, in that knowledge, it doesn't depend, expect anything else. Therefore, we don't accept the shruti to be dependent upon anything. Pramito anapekshatve api utpattau pratyakshe. See, okay. Pramito anapekshatve api utpattau pratyaksha apekshatvat tad virodhat anutpatti lakshanam apravanyam iti chet na utpadaka apratidvanditvat. Okay. Pramito anapekshatve api. Though to give the knowledge, it is not dependent upon anything. To give the knowledge, it is not dependent upon anything. Fine, no problem. But still, pratyaksha utpatto pratyaksha apekshatvat. To give the knowledge, to give rise to that knowledge, the cause for that, it is dependent upon the pratyaksha. So this is what is in Brahma Siddhi. He says, Mantan Mishra says, padarthartha vibhaga adhinah amnayartha parichyadah sacha pratyakshadishu ayatate. Pada padarthartha vibhaga adhinah amnayartha parichyadah. Anayartha parichedaha the shuti. To gain the knowledge, you need to depend upon the knowledge of the pada and padartha. These words and its meaning. Word and its meaning means pratyaksha. So that is what he says. Pratyaksha apekshatvat tad virodhat anutpatti lakshanam apramanyam iti ched. And if you don't accept this, then it will not give rise to the right knowledge. Therefore, it will become apramana. It will not be giving the right knowledge. Therefore, if you say iti chet, na, if you say like that, then no. That is wrong. Because utpadaka apratidvanditvat. This agama, the shruti, there is no contradiction in this. This whatever utpadaka you say, that is a pratyaksha, and that is a, in the vyavaharika plane, we don't have any contradiction. That is what he says. Nahi, that is sutra bhukta vakya, he condemns that. Then he says, nahi agama jnanam sam vyavaharikam pratyakshasya pramanyam upahanti. येन कारण अभावात् न भवेदपि तु तात्विकम् नहि आगम ज्ञानम्. दिस नॉलेज विच यू गेन फ्रॉम द स्क्रिप्चर्स साम व्यवहारिकम् प्रत्यक्षस्य, दट प्रत्यक्ष नॉलेज विच इज गेन्ड थ्रू दी वर्ल्डली ट्रांसैक्शन दट प्रामाण्यम् उपहन्ति, कैनॉट नेगेट. आगम ज्ञानम् प्रत्यक्षस्य साम्व्यवहारिकं प्रामाण्यं नहि उपयन्ति. दि शास्त्र दि श्रुति डस् नाट् नेगेट् दि वर्ल्ड्ली ट्रान्साक्षन्. देन् येन कारणाभावात् भवेदपि तु तात्विकम्. सिन्स् इट् डस् नाट् एक्सिस्ट् बिकास् देर् इस् नो कास् फार् इट् भवेदपि तु तात्विक मे बि इट् केन् बिकम् तात्विक न तु नहि तात्विकम् इट् केनाट् हेपन् लैक् दट् वै न च तत्तस्य उत्पादकम् बिकास् दट् प्रत्यक्ष प्रमाण इस् नाट् दि श्रुति इस् नाट् उत्पादक फार् दि प्रत्यक्ष आर् दि प्रत्यक्ष इस् नाट् उत्पादक फार् दि उत्पादक मीन्स् दट् विच् जनरेट्स् फार् दिस् नालेज् आतात्विक प्रमाणभावेभ्यो अपि सांवावारिक प्रमाणेभ्यः तत्त्वज्ञानोत्पत्ति दर्शनात्. बिकास् इन् दिस् व्यवहार हि सेस् इन् दिस् व्यवहार आतात्विक प्रमाणभावेभ्यः दट् विच् इस् नाट् तात्विक दट् विच् इस् नाट् गिविङ्ग् यू द रैट् नालेज् दट् कैण्ड् आफ् प्रमाण अपि साम्व्यावहारिक प्रमाणेभ्य तत्त्वज्ञानोत्पत्ति दर्शनात् इन् दि ट्रान्साक्षन् दि वर्ल्ड्ली ट्रान्साक्षन् गिव्स् यू द रैट् नालेज् दिस् इस् वाट् वास् डिस्कस्ड् इन् दि पञ्चदशी. सो देर् दिस् फेलो हि गोस् हि सीस् अ लैट् अण्ड् हि गोस् देर् हि गेन्स् दिस् ज्युवल्. वन् फेलो अदर् फेलो गोस् अण्ड् हि गेन्स् दिस् लाम्प्. सो दट् कैण्ड् आफ् तात्विक प्रमाण भावेभ्यो दि लाइट ओनली ही सीज ही डस नॉट हैव दि राइट नॉलेज दैट दिस इज ओनली एमिनेटिंग फ्रॉम अ ज्वेल देयरफॉर दैट इज पॉसिबल तथा च वर्णे ह्रस्व दीर्घ ही इज एक्सप्लेनिंग इन अ डिफरेंट वे तथा च वर्णे ह्रस्व दीर्घत्वादयो अन्य धर्माः अपि समारोपिताः तत्व प्रतिपत्ति हेतवः. Because atatvika, there is no substance in these things, but still it gives you knowledge. What? Like what? Varna, like the characters, like the words. In the word, the characters which are, they are rasva dirgha. The characters are said in the short or the long form. When you pronounce the vowel in short or in long, it gives different meaning. There is no substance really. So he says, Anya dharma api, the long and short are different dharmas. Though they are of different nature, samaropitaha tattva pratipatti hetavaha. When they are mixed, when they are brought together, they give different meaning. They don't have any substance, but they give a knowledge of different meaning. How? Nahi laukikaha naga itiva padat kunjaram va taruva pratipadyamanaha bhavanti bhrantaha. Laukikaha. In the world, naga, when you say naga or when you say naga, they don't have any confusion. Naga means hasti, elephant. Naga means vriksha, tree. There is no confusion between the when you use a short or a long vowel in this word. Therefore, nahi bhrantaha nacha ananya param vakyam swartham upacharitartham yuktam. Or that ananya param vakyam, that which does not anya param, na anya param, ananya param, that which does not give a different meaning for that self. That kind of vakya, swartham upacharitartham yuktam. Swartham in whatever it is used, for whatever it is used, there it is upacharita. Upacharita means it has done its job. That you cannot say. Na yuktam. Uktam hi. This is what is said. Vidhau na vidhau paraha shabdartha. vidhohi na parashabdhatha pratiyate. This is how it is said. So he says, in the upachara you cannot, whatever is said, the word is said, the sentence is used for something else. The word is used to mean, the sentence is used to mean something else. There you cannot take ananyapara. Ananyapara means it is only ananyapara vakyam, it is only meant to say this. That kind of word, swartham, giving up its own meaning, right meaning, it cannot be taken as meaning something else. It cannot be taken as something which is like in the world we say, this fellow is like a tiger. There, the vakya is meaning something. You cannot take the upachara for that. So he says, na vidho para shabdartha. In the vidhi, whatever is vidheya, whatever is the that which is injunction in that, whatever knowledge it is giving up that, you cannot take up another meaning. Iti jeshthattvam cha anapekshitasya vadhyatve hetuhu na badhakatve. So jeshtha and kanishtha, you said the shruti, this pratyaksha is jeshtha and this shruti is kanishtha pramana, in the order of pramana. There you can say it can be the cause for the badhyatve hetuhu na badhakatve. It can be cause for badhya, not for badhaka. Badhya, that which is the essence. Badhaka, the negation. It cannot be cause for negation. Negation of one pramana with other. Like rajat jnanasya jayasaha shruti jnanena sa kaniyasa badha darshnat. Badhya can happen. This one knowledge can negate the knowledge that happens through one thing, can be negated through another thing. This cannot negate the pramanatva of another thing. How? Rajata jnanasya. Rajata, this is silver, this, there is a knowledge. That knowledge jyayasa shukti jnanena, that is greater than the correct knowledge. Shukti jnana, shukti is the shell, the knowledge of the shell, ninakar, which is seen in the cell. So that shukti jnanena kaniyasa bhada darshanat. Rajata jnana is jyayasa and shukti jnana is kaniyasa, which is secondary knowledge. Second knowledge, it is negator. The primary knowledge, that knowledge which you have before, that is negated by the later knowledge. In the world, this is how it happens. The former knowledge is always negated by the later knowledge. And there is a dependence. If there is a dependence that this former knowledge, when the later knowledge does not exist during the time of former knowledge, then only when the former knowledge is negated, the later knowledge will happen. Only when if the later knowledge happens, the former knowledge will definitely be negated. They cannot exist in the same plane. Therefore, they cannot coexist. Therefore, that's what he says. Tad anapa badhane tad avabhadhatmanaha tasya utpattehe anupapattehe tad anapabadhane. If it is not negated, tad avabhadhatmanaha tasya utpattehe anupapattehe. That which is the right knowledge, which can be gained through the negation, cannot happen. Darshitam cha tatvika pramana bhavasya anapekshitatvam. This is what was proven. This is what is proven. Darshitam cha, this is proven. Tatvika pramana bhavasya anapekshitatvam. That which is giving you the right knowledge of the substance, it doesn't depend upon anything. That is also proven. Tathacha paramarsham. Where it is shown? Tathacha paramarsham sutram. Paramarshi Jaimini, this is what he says. Paurva parye purva daurbalyam prakritivat iti. పౌర్వాపర్యే పూర్వ దౌర్బల్యం ప్రకృతివత్. పౌర్వాపర్యే వెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ టూ నాలెడ్జ్, ది ఫార్మర్ అండ్ ది లేటర్, వెన్ దేర్ ఆర్ టూ నాలెడ్జెస్ ది ఫార్మర్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ది లేటర్ నాలెడ్జ్, దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? పూర్వ దౌర్బల్యం, ది పూర్వ నాలెడ్జ్ విల్ బికమ్ వీక్. లైక్ వాట్? ప్రకృతివత్. He gives an example like prakriti, like the base normal. There is a nyaya in Purimimamsa. If we remember Purimimamsa, we will remember this nyaya. Prakriti vada vikriti kartavya. Like the prakriti, like the primary, the vikriti, the secondary, the change, that also should be performed. This is the rule. So, sauryam charum nirvapet. You say, for the sun god, you have to do this yaga. Suryaya idan namama. This is prakriti yaga. Now, you have to perform the vikriti yaga. For whom? For the agni. Agni devata. Instead of surya devata, you have to worship the agni devata. How should I worship? Like the worship of sun god, we say. Then, Suryaya idan namama, in that place you remove Suryaya and add the chaturthyanta of Agni. Agnaye idan namama, you say Agnaye swaha instead of Suryaya swaha. This is what is prakritivat vikriti kartavya. This is the example which we saw there. Now here in the prakriti, for one deity it is said pancha purna, in the dasha purnamasa prakriti it is said you have to do pancha prayaja, and in the prakriti it is pancha prayaja, in the vikriti it is said nav prayaja. Now the pancha prayaja ido yajati barhirajati etc is negated totally, and there the nav prayaja is used. The same way here idi, you have to understand, here also it is the same way. The older knowledge is totally negated, and in the same place we don't accept that old knowledge to exist in the place of new knowledge when the new knowledge exists. So tatha, in the same way it is said in the tantra vartika also, purvat paravaliyastvam tatra nama pradiyatam anyonya nirapekshanam yatra janmadhiyam bhavet iti. పూర్వాత్ పర బలీయస్త్వం తత్ర నామ ప్రతీయతాం. పూర్వాత్ పర బలీయస్త్వం, వెన్ యు కంపేర్ విత్ ది పూర్వ, ది పర ఇస్ బలీయ. ఇట్ క్యాన్ హ్యాపన్, ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి వీక్ ఆర్ స్ట్రాంగ్, ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి స్ట్రాంగ్. అన్యోన్య నిరపేక్షానాం యత్ర, వెన్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ డిపెండెంట్, ది పూర్వ జ్ఞాన క్యాన్ బి నెగేటెడ్ విత్ ది ఉత్తర జ్ఞాన, ది ఉత్తర జ్ఞాన క్యాన్ బికమ్ బలవాన్ బలీయ స్ట్రాంగ్, వెన్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ డిపెండెంట్. వెన్ ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రియర్ నాలెడ్జ్, ది ఫార్మర్ నాలెడ్జ్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, ది లేటర్ నాలెడ్జ్ డస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, దెన్ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్స్. అపి చ యే అపి అహంకారాస్పదం ఆత్మానం ఆస్థిషతే తైహి అపి అస్య న తాత్వికత్వం అభ్యుపేతవ్యం. ఓకే, వి వర్ డిస్కసింగ్ సంథింగ్ ఫర్ అ లాంగ్ టైమ్. నౌ హీ కమ్స్ టు ది పాయింట్. అపి చ యే అపి, వి హావ్ డిస్కస్డ్ ది ప్రమాణత్వ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్, వి హావ్ నెగేటెడ్ ది డైరెక్ట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్, వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ సే అస్ డైరెక్ట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ టు బి ప్రమాణత్వ, మోస్ట్ పవర్ఫుల్ ప్రమాణ, దట్ ఇస్ నెగేటెడ్. దట్ శృతి క్యాన్ నెగేట్ దట్ ప్రమాణ ఆల్సో, బికాస్ దే డోంట్ కో ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ ప్లేన్, దేర్ఫోర్ దిట్ క్యాన్ బికమ్ బలవాన్ ఆల్సో, దట్ వీ హావ్ ప్రూవన్ నౌ. అపి చ, నాట్ జస్ట్ దట్, ఏపి అహంకారాస్పదం ఆత్మానం ఆస్థిషతే. హూ ఎవర్ యాక్సెప్ట్ ది ఆత్మా టు బి ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్, టు బి ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఇన్ ది అహంకార ఈగో, విత్ ది ఈగో, తైహి అపి అస్య న తాత్వికత్వం అభివేతవ్యం. దే వోంట్, దే షుడ్ నాట్ ఆల్సో యాక్సెప్ట్ దట్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మా టు బి ట్రూ. వై? అహం ఇహైవ అస్మి సవనే జానానః ఇతి సర్వవ్యాపినః ప్రాదేశికత్వేన గ్రహాత్. బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ కార్నర్ ఆఫ్ ది రూమ్, ఐఎమ్ in the corner of the room, I am in this room, I am in this place. What does that mean? This ego, person who is endowed with this ego, says, I am in this pain. Who accepts this Atma to be endowed with ego or based in the ego, he says, I am in this room, in the corner of the room. And Atma is Sarvavyapi, all pervading. And he sees himself to be bound to one corner. He is embodied, he is limited. He seems himself to be limited. He sees himself to be limited. Therefore, ఉచ్చతర గిరిశిఖర వర్తిషు మహాతరుషు భూమిష్ఠస్య దూర్వా ప్రవాల నిర్భాస ప్రత్యయవత్. ఓం పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః.